Heather Loftus is here, along with Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy. And I guess we're going to talk to him about, first of all, I want to say thank you, because the roads were in such great condition so quickly after a really difficult storm. So thank you for me. Go ahead, you guys.
Yeah, good morning.
This was a different kind of push, to clear the roads.
It really
time.
Was. I was pretty, when that forecast came out, I was pretty nervous. I thought, man, we just don't need this. It's just because it's so hard to deal with, because we have so much to cover, and everybody wants to be first on the list, which we understand. That's normal. But I was pretty nervous. But I've upgraded our equipment at Road and Bridge. And I think it's starting to show with the accomplishments that we are making. And, we kept all of our equipment running this time. And, we worked around the clock for about 4 days. And it just all worked out. I know, there was a few out there that was accidentally missed that we had to go back and get. But, that's pretty normal with 700 plus miles of roads and, a crew working at night. Things are easier to miss. But we went back and got it all in good shape. And I was really happy with our 40 plus employees at Road and Bridge.
I was going to say, I don't think people realize 700 plus miles of road that you have to clear.
Absolutely. And it's hard to take care of. It's hard to maintain. It's every judge's nightmare, I'll assure you. Yeah.
What's on your wish list? I mean, now that it's over and you've had a chance to kind of think back and look, what's the biggest area for improvement, if we were to have another winter storm coming up in a couple of weeks?
So a prime example, when I took office, 3+ years ago and got settled in, I had two goals: to improve our infrastructure, give us a better curb appeal on everything we owned, and improve our equipment at Road and Bridge. I've done that, and I have big plans to continue doing those things for this county.
What's the budget for Road and Bridge?
It's right at $6 million. So, but when you start buying $200,000+ pieces of equipment, it'll eat up that $800,000 line item pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And I've already got mine spoken. About $800,000, I've got it spoken for this year. I've already spent part of it. But Fulton County Judge was over here the other day, and he came out to Road and Bridge. He said, "Man, this is really nice."
What's on the list if it's already spoken for?
So we've already bought a new grapple truck.
What's a grapple truck do?
So for when the tornado came, we have two grapple trucks that we used to pick up brush that people put to the curbside. They're wore out, and we kept the better one, bought a new one. It was, $225,000+. I've got a new laydown machine ordered to place our own asphalt, which have done, but our machine was wore out. That was $300,000+. Another new mower coming this year because I know people like our right-of-ways mowed, and I do too. I've bought two since I've been here. Got another one coming this year, $138,000. So I've spent my budget early on, but hadn't spent it all yet, but I got it spoken for. And I think the guys at Road and Bridge appreciate it. I've said all along that, they can't do what we expect them to do with a rake and a shovel. They've got to have equipment. And when you have good equipment and you keep it running, you can get more done. And that was a prime example of what happened in this snowstorm. We kept our equipment running because we're improving it and upgrading it.
Are the roads in good conditions after all the blading and
scraping? I've had no calls since Friday, so I assume we're all in pretty good shape everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd take you a while to drive 700 miles to make sure to check it yourself, wouldn't it?
I found a couple myself this weekend. I was out doing a couple things and stopped to see a couple friends, and a couple of their roads out in the Rocky Ridge area needed some more attention. So I had Road and Bridge there, Monday morning, because then people need to be able to get in and out.
Quorum Court meeting was last night. There's a recap on KTLO.com if anybody's missed it. Kim, I'm sure you'll hit it one more time with headlines coming up, but a pretty short and routine meeting last night.
It was short, routine, just normal business. We had some interlocal agreements with some local cities within the county for AOJ funding, which we're required by law to do. And anyway, it was short and sweet, but it picks up as the year goes on. So.
What's coming up the month of February for the judge's office?
Well, it's just normal business. It's not a lot planned right now going on, it just picks up as summer approaches, and I look forward to this fourth year of my first term, and things are going good, and we want to provide the best service we can as county government.
All right. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks.
I thank you both. It is.